This is Teresa McPherson, editor of ASI Magazine, and I'm speaking with Bill Allman, president of the Adhesive and Sealant Council. Bill, let's talk about the upcoming convention.
Yeah, so the upcoming convention, as you know, we're moving from two conventions to one, so we'll have, for the first time, an annual spring convention. We are planning for the biggest convention that we've done that's separate from one of the World Adhesive Conferences. We're hoping to get 750 attendees, which would be many years since we've gotten to that attendance. But we're really pushing hard and promoting to our membership into the industry that, April at the conference in Atlanta, this will be really the only opportunity that the industry will have to really come together, at an ASC event. To network, to form relationships, to hear the best in technical sessions, to talk with suppliers at the expo. And we're hoping that through those promotional messaging that the industry will understand that they've got to attend the state convention in Atlanta because we can't wait for another convention in the fall like we traditionally do. So. Some of the new things that we have planned, we are planning to introduce a process safety track, which is traditionally outside of the sort of the technical areas that we plan for in our tracks. And the whole idea here is to attract additional type of employee that work at adhesive and sealant manufacturing companies. To learn from one another on process safety, to hear from industry, hear from government, hear from subject matter experts on safety culture, and network with one another on best practices within this area and within this particular focus. So that's one new area that we're focusing for the educational side. We're also planning for 100 booths in our expo, which would be one of our largest ever as well. And I'm happy to say that we're at the halfway point already to reaching 100 booths. We fully expect that we will hit that number. And with a lot of the same companies already that have registered that have exhibited in the past already signed up for next year, so we're really optimistic, and of course, the big priority now is trying to get our keynote speakers lined up. We're pursuing a lot of pretty exciting speakers, but I don't have any keynotes to announce today, unfortunately. But we are we've got some good ideas based on some feedback that we've got from the membership. Everything from motivational to team development. Of course, an economist, and maybe even perhaps a futurist. So we'll see within the next few weeks how many keynotes we can announce. And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to announce at least one more by the end of the year.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
So there are always a lot of good networking opportunities at the conventions as well. What sort of networking events do you have scheduled to take place?
Yeah, well, we will be doing another ASC Gives Back program, which will our members will sign up and do a community service project. And the good thing about the community service project that we do every year in conjunction with the convention is we are doing good deeds in the local community where the convention is located for a good cause, typically. For a charitable organization, but it's also a good opportunity for the industry to network, to get to know one another outside of the meeting room, if you will, in a different casual setting. So we will be doing that again. We'll be doing another speed networking event like we've done in the past as well, where we set up times for members of the industry to speed network with one another over about an hour time frame. And so we're planning that again. And planning, again, additional receptions during the convention and the expo to allow the industry to come together and network at those opportunities as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you came to the ASC from the Chemical Manufacturers and Affiliates Association.
Yeah, that's right, yep.
What sort of overlap has there been or have you seen between the two organizations?
There hasn't been too much overlap between ASC and the Society of Chemical Manufacturers and Affiliates, other than, you know, just some of the same regulatory issues like reform of the Toxic Substances Control Act, some of the same concerns that that we have at ASC, especially chemical manufacturers have as well. So that's been a little bit of an overlap. But really, I'm learning a lot of new things in my role at ASC that are very unique to our industry, and which is pretty exciting for me. I'm excited that there are a lot of new things that I'm having to learn and people to get to know and issues to get up to speed on. So fortunately, there's not too much overlap and it's really allowed me to grow in my knowledge of the greater chemical industry, coming from the chemical distribution side many years ago to chemical manufacturing, and then just now at ASC focusing even more narrowly to a specific and very important sector of the overall chemicals industry. So. There hasn't been a whole lot of overlap, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Has anything surprised you so far that you've learned about the industry?
Yeah, you know, when I attended the World Adhesive Conference in Tokyo in October, I was really surprised by the global network of other adhesive and sealant organizations. I had no idea that our industry had so many sister organizations that come together and collaborate as well as they do. That has really surprised me, and I'm thankful and grateful that our industry has that networking support globally, because we are a global industry, and anytime the organizations can leverage one another's resources and collaborate, it can only benefit our industry as we try to grow, our memberships, grow the value proposition that we provide to adhesive and sealant manufacturers, and make a positive impact on the economics of our industry, as well as the ability for us to grow into other areas of the world that we may not be as strong in.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the global collaboration with other organizations as something that the ASC might do more of in the future?
I do. I do. I know we've always maintained a very strong level of collaboration globally, particularly through this World Adhesive Conference. But the things that I think is going to improve or maybe increase the frequency of the collaboration is the fact that every other year, the heads of the adhesive and sealant associations are going to get together, and we're going to rotate this meeting through U.S., Asia, and Europe. I think that's a little bit more frequent than the association heads used to meet previously. So. We decided at the WAC conference in Tokyo that we would meet more frequently. And I think that's going to lead to, again, the further identification of issues of mutual interest that we can advance forward on behalf of the global industry. Things like chemicals management, for example, regulation that is taking place in Asia and Europe and the U.S., how we can make perhaps regulatory regimes more consistent among different regions of the world, and also just utilize these more frequent meetings to benchmark one another on best practices, market data, sharing of new ideas, new projects that we're working on that perhaps each association can borrow from the other and implement in their region of the world.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest issues that the adhesives and sealants industry is facing today, would you say?
Well, I think probably one of the biggest is some of the uncertainties with the new administration. We are a global industry. Trade is a very big part of our industry, and there's some uncertainty with the Trump administration and trade policy that's something that's going to benefit the industry or it's going to hurt us. Or provide more barriers to trade. So I think that's an area that I'm watching. I think another area more domestically is the interest in state and federal governments to regulate chemicals that are in our products. I think on the one hand it does raise a concern, I guess, but on the other hand it could also provide an opportunity for us to innovate, to better the products that we use in our products. Certainly we're going to have to keep an eye on state and federal regulations that may go too far in regulating our industry such that it has a negative impact on innovation and our ability to grow.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope to accomplish at the ASC in the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah. Well, in the short term, I hope to get the organization successfully through our next long-range plan process. Where we are starting a new planning for a 3-year roadmap next year, and then we'll start the long-range plan from 2018 through 2020. And so in the short term, I want to facilitate and drive any new ideas through that process, through our board of directors and others that are volunteering to help us through this a year-long planning process beginning in 2017 to really evaluate the ASC value proposition, identify the things that we're doing that do bring value to the ASC member, but also identify those that may not be as much and perhaps as a replacement, find new ideas, new ways to provide value for the investments that companies are making to join the ASC. So that's on the short term. On the long term, I want to work with my board to grow our membership. Associations must always compete for time and resources and trying to get companies to join so that we can have more resources to deliver more value to the adhesive and sealant manufacturer, the suppliers in our industry, the end users that rely on our industry as a solution provider. So I think that's going to be a big focus for me long term is growing our membership higher than we have now, and perhaps even expanding the type of company that can join and participate in the ASC.
So if someone was just starting out in this industry, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them that to look to the ASC to provide a guide on how to understand the industry. Use us as a resource. The ASC has numerous resources for someone just coming into the industry to understand the fundamentals of our industry. I think would point them to our certificate program that is an excellent way for new individuals to understand adhesion science, understand the type of applications that our products go toward, and just the importance of adhesive and sealants to many ways of daily living. So I think our certificate program would be one of the first things that I would point them to. I think the other would be pointing them to our adhesives.org and sealants.org website. Again, it's an enormous library, if you will, of resources on everything from white papers about different ways in which adhesive and sealants can benefit specific types of other technology, to the type of regulations that govern our industry, videos on ways manufacturers are effectively using adhesive and sealants in their products. So I would really point them to looking to us to be an educational resource, and of course attending the convention to broaden their knowledge of the type of companies that are in the industry, the type of suppliers that engage our industry and help us do what we do, and to network with peers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so changing gears a little bit, what is a typical day like for the ASC president?
A typical day is probably starting off a meeting with my finance director, just on cash flow and looking at are we hitting our revenue targets? Is there anything of concern that's happened that we need to make adjustments for the next several days or for the week or the month? And then I love to just find opportunities to engage as many members as I can in a typical day, whether it's picking up the phone and calling committee chair and asking them, their thoughts on a particular issue, to talking with one of the members of my executive committee or the ASC board on a particular meeting or particular topic that may be on the agenda coming up at a board meeting or at a future meeting. So, I spend a lot of time interacting. I think that's one of the reasons why ASC brought me on board is because I do like to engage the membership, the staff, outside entities that support our industry. Engagement is really key to success, and staying engaged with the staff, staying engaged with our leadership, and staying engaged with our membership, it's essential to ensuring that we are doing what we were hired to do, and that some new ideas are occasionally introduced as well to make sure that what we're doing is relevant.
So you graduated with an English degree, as did I. What did you...
Yes.
English majors unite.
yes.
What did you think you wanted to be when you grew up, when you were younger?
Teresa, I was on a track to go to law school and be an attorney. Probably more still within the association or the company space. I didn't want to be in a courtroom, but I wanted to be an attorney, and I knew that in order to do that, I needed to perfect my writing skills and become a critical thinker when it comes to writing and to debate, to public speaking. But after college, I immediately started working in associations. Doing lobbying, doing advocacy, and then along the way, I met my wife, and And, you know, there's so many things that change once, you know, once you meet your life partner and you put things on hold that you might have, you know, wanted to do for you know, more important purposes like, you know, starting a family. And so a lot bigger and more important things came along that told me, you know what, I really should be focusing on just doing a very good job at what I'm doing currently, making sure I'm a good husband, good father, and you know, being, you know, going to law school, you know, maybe you know, that's not quite as important. So I decided not to go that track and stay within the association management direction.
Mm-hmm. And what was your first job?
My first out of college?
Yeah.
My first job out of college was an advocacy manager at the Recreation Vehicle Dealers Association. So this is a small association in the D.C. area that represents RV dealers. And it was a brand new position that the organization had. They never had someone focusing on state laws and regulations and engaging their RV dealers on mobilizing behind an advocacy message in a position and having a voice in state houses. So that was my first job. It was enormously beneficial because I met so many people and learned, you know, how you can, if you have the right message and you have the enthusiasm, you can get individuals together and get behind an association to leverage its collective voice and make a difference. And it was truly beneficial, and I really am so glad I had that opportunity. I was only there for 3 years before I moved on, but boy, I got a lot of great experience while I was there to help me advance further in my career from there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Anything else that I didn't ask about that you want to talk about?
I was anticipating, you know, what else I can mention. You know, I would just say in 2017, we have a lot of exciting changes to our lineup at ASC, where, as I mentioned earlier, we're moving from two conventions to one. But in lieu of a fall convention, we are moving to an annual leadership conference that will be much smaller than an ASC convention. But it's really, the purpose is to draw together sort of the more senior leaders within the industry together to network, to hear from subject matter experts on the topics that senior leaders within our industry are interested in. Things like mega trends, things like you know, the future outlook for the economy. Perhaps a futurist who can talk about the possibility of disruptive technologies that may impact our industry that we need to stay ahead of. And in fact, that's the theme of our leadership conference is focus on the future. And that's what we intend to do by having this leadership conference in Tucson in October. You know, we talked about the World Adhesive Conference, and just 4 years, we will be hosting that conference in Chicago in 2020, and we already have a venue, and we're starting to think about our lineup, our course, our technical sessions and speakers. So we're really excited about hosting the WAC in Chicago, especially after coming off of what I thought was a successful WAC in Tokyo, hosted by our Japanese and Asian counterparts, who did a phenomenal job. They did a great job, and so they set a high bar for us, and we're gonna do our best to exceed it.